Well, today we have with us Philippa Games. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hello, good morning.
So Philippa has over 20 years of experience in translating metrics into creative ideas to move businesses forward and creating effective data-driven digital strategies. Now they're designed to achieve goals and maximize return on investments, and all in understandable English, not techie jargon. So that's key because sometimes people can throw around words so much, you're like, I have no idea what that means. So super excited to have you on.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Now, I'd love to just hear your story. Tell us how you got to where you are today, just kind of the path that led you there.
I am kind of an analytics geek around the internet, but I also do digital actual strategy that comes out of the analytics. So it's not just data for data's sake. But one of the things that I can say that I enjoy is that I've been around for a bit. I shouldn't say that, but the advantage that gives you is you can see what works and what doesn't work, and you can sort of see the trends. But I was actually probably one of the first women involved in this whole piece, because honestly, it still to a large extent is more of a guy's world.
Yes.
In data and the whole sort of technology. I mean, there are lots of women in marketing, but they tend not to go for the more geeky stuff.
Yes.
So I also kind of enjoy being a woman in this world.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So were you always into data, or is that something that developed later on?
Yeah, I'm actually an information scientist by training.
Whoa, that's so cool. That is so cool.
Yeah, well, I sort of, on the librarianship kind of side. But I've always enjoyed kind of what is information and what can it do for us, and how do you structure it so that it comes out useful? But that sort of blends into marketing. And the thing I love about it is actually that because of what I do, so we get the data and we get the analytics, and that's all lovely. And yes, we have to make sure the data is clean and do all that stuff. Because obviously, if you're working with bad data, you're going to make bad decisions.
Right.
But then there's the so what. So, we find out that something on our website isn't working properly, or, nobody's responding to our social media posts or whatever it is. And then the question becomes, so what? What are we going to do about it? And that's where you can get creative, because you've got to come up with some ideas.
Yes.
Or you see an opportunity. Hey, look, there's all sorts of people who are looking for X. I've seen this a lot with my clients, actually. And X isn't something that we currently provide, but we could.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's a new piece of content or even a new product or service. And that's where, again, you can get creative. So one of the things I really enjoy about analytics for me is that it's a blend of the sort of geeky with the creative skills.
I love that. I started off doing social media through an internship. And when I started, they were like giving me metrics and analytics. And I was like, I don't know what any of this means, much less what to do with it. So it was a process of being like, oh, okay, looking at them isn't just, okay, we're doing great. Okay, we're not. And leaving it there. It's like,
right.
Looking at metrics and analytics like has a point. And if you're not willing to take action off of what you learn, then it's pointless.
Right.
And, people talk a lot about vanity metrics and, what really matters. So what are some vanity metrics, and what do you really need to pay attention to when you're looking at all of it?
So, on a website, one of the biggest vanity metrics was bounce rate. So bounce rate in Google Analytics, which is what I mostly work in now, has a new version, and they might still have bounce rate. At some point they didn't. But, most of us who actually want to do analytics properly thought the bounce rate was a pretty useless metric anyway. What it was or is the number of people who see something. So maybe it's a social media post or whatever, but they barely look at it and they're off. They leave. Okay. So in old web metrics, that meant somebody who only looked at one page. It actually could have meant that they read a whole blog post, but then they left. But because they didn't go anywhere else, it didn't record another hit. So therefore, it had to say they bounced because it didn't know any better. Which is why in the new version of Google Analytics for the web, at first they didn't include bounce rate. I think they do now. But what they're much more interested in, which I agree, is engagement rate. So, because if you think about it, the people who come to your website or your social media and they stay for 1 second and they're gone are not your ideal client, right?
Right.
They're not
exactly.
interested in your stuff. And people obsessed about bounce rate, like, oh my God, my bounce rate's 50%. What do I do? Whereas what they should have been doing is saying, oh, look, 50% of our visitors at least stayed for some point and they did some, maybe some things. And what can we do to get them more engaged and hopefully to actually do what we want them to do, you know, on our site or our social media or whatever, right? So they were focusing on the bad stuff as opposed to the good, making the good stuff better.
Kind of changing that mindset there. That,
right.
That makes sense.
I mean, and again, another vanity metric is literally the number of visitors, right? So we got X number of thousand visitors. Great. Were they the right type of visitor? Did they do anything? You know, because if they didn't, then so what?
Yes.
So, the so what, as you just said, is really important. And that's something I think for your audience to really get is that we can talk about, you know, what's good metrics, what's useful metrics. But for every single different business, there's different things that they're really wanting to measure right
yes.
now, different things that they're trying to do, because there's no point measuring anything unless you're going to do something about it.
Very true.
Because, you know, you can sit there and feel good because you got more visitors than last week. But what does that actually do for your business? Right. So it's really important for business owners to think about what is it we want to happen here in order to approach the metrics intelligently. Because otherwise, you know, like you said, it's overwhelming. There are just numbers and charts and figures and heaven knows what. Right. And it is. People glaze over. And you can't blame them.
Right.
And so the way in is to start that thought process of saying, what I want to happen is this. How do I make that happen? Right.
That's right. Because without that call to action, you're not going to be, it's, you know, the website or social media platform isn't going to do any good. Just because
right.
people see you, it's when you make them realize that they need or want your product, or say, this is how you can learn more. This is the action you should take. Because, you know, people view information, but unless they take action upon it, and you know, if you're using social media or your website for sales specifically, then you're wasting your time.
Right.
If you're just right. creating it and people are just viewing it and then moving on by.
Right.
And
engagement is also important because, you know, there's also, for example, you can do things like measure how much of your content people are actually engaging with. So, you know, are they actually watching the videos that you make? And I can't tell you how many people I've worked with on like YouTube statistics, right? And people make the most amazing videos and full of really great content. But the problem is they start the video by saying, hello, my name is, and blah, 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 blah. And it's really boring. And people tune out because they just
yes.
don't have the patience to go through that. And so by the time they get to the good stuff, they've lost 90% of their viewers, which is not helpful.
I call it the 3 second rule. I'm like, you have about 3 seconds in audio or video to catch the person's attention before they skip past it, which is sad that that's our engagement rate now, or the, you know, the amount of time we're willing to engage in something, but it's true. And
right.
that's why I'm always like, make sure it's catching your attention within the first 3 seconds. Because if it's not catching your attention, it's definitely not going to catch someone else's attention.
Right. And what's great about the data is that it's, so the numbers are then there, right? Because, I mean, I've had people argue with me, say, no, that can't be true. And the nice thing about the data is it proves it, right? So you can have all sorts of theories, but unless you actually have the numbers, then you can actually see what's going on.
Yeah.
Numbers are
a lot harder to argue with than ideas.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I can't tell you how many people, like, they find out what I do. They say, oh, could you take a quick look at my website? And I'll say no. No,
mm-hmm.
not only because, you know, it would be nice to get paid to do that, but
exactly.
also because honestly, there's no point me looking at your website without looking at the actual inside numbers. Because, you know, otherwise it's just my opinion, which is only
yes.
as valid as anybody else's. And I could take all sorts of guesses about what's going on. Okay, my guesses might be a bit more educated than a lot of people because I've done this for a long time, but it's still a guess. So again, without the actual hard data, you know, you're shooting in the dark. You're just, yeah.
No, very true. One of my friends is starting his first YouTube channel, and he was like, can you look at it? I was like, well, I have to see the data. Right. I was like, I'm not going to be able to just watch a video and tell you how it's doing, you know. Right. And then he's actually become pretty enthralled with data now, which has been cool to see. But, you know, it's like you can't take things at face value. You have to be willing to look into that deeper stuff if you're really wanting your content to succeed. Thanks for listening to the episode. We're going to take a quick pause real fast, and I have a question for you. Are you overwhelmed and struggling with your business's social media? Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We're going to put a quick pause on it, and I have a question for you. Are you struggling with social media? Are you overwhelmed by what platforms to be on, what to post? We talked a little bit about how knowing where you should be. I can help you. Digital Journey is an exclusive group mastermind that teaches you how to grow your social media, to find where your target audience is on, so that you can spend less time on social media and increase your profits and gain new respect from clients and grow your product in general. You deserve that. So if you're interested, I'd love for you to set up a call with me. You can reach out at www.digitaljourney.net and you'll be able to find me there. If this is something you're serious about, I want to hear from you. If you have a question, maybe you're still trying to figure out where in the world should I be for social media, let me help. And we're going to get back to the episode. So if you could tell the audience one final tip, what would be your tip for them when it comes to analytics and metrics?
Jump in. Don't be worried about it. You know, give it a go. See what or ask somebody like me to help you a little bit. So one thing I wanted to offer the audience, so to maybe ignite your imagination a little bit. So on my website, which is websitesthatwin.com, hopefully you can put that in the notes, right?
I love that.
Yeah. There's a free ebook. So it's called Five Hidden Gems. And it's five stories from my experience of insights that we found in analytics that we wouldn't have found otherwise and what we did about it. So like I said earlier, creating a new product or service or doing something different in the business, big things that we could change that really made a difference based on stuff that we wouldn't otherwise have known. And my goal is to help business owners sort of, this is not techie stuff. There's no techie, it's all in English. There's no charts and there's no numbers,
love that.
Right? It's hopefully to sort of give people ideas so that they can say, hey, maybe that is something I could check for on my site. And I show you how to look for it. So if anybody would like that ebook, please feel free, go ahead and get it. It's absolutely free on my website.
Amazing. And we'll have that linked below also. And if they want to reach out to you, where's the best place for them to find you?
On LinkedIn. So I'm the only person with my name on LinkedIn. So please feel free to go ahead and connect. I always really enjoy connecting with people on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Well, we'll have all that linked down below. And thank you so much for coming on today. This was really insightful. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed that episode and that you learned something new and interesting today. Go ahead and hit that like button, smash that subscribe button so that you never miss an episode of Digital Journey with Kaylee Johnson. Also, check out some of our other videos up here. They're pretty great.